From the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington this Monday. A mass testing site for COVID-19 is now open at Georgia Tech's campus in Midtown Atlanta. Governor Brian Kemp says 1,000 tests per day can be administered once the system is running at full capacity. The state is partnering with CVS Health to set up the site. It's at a parking deck that can accommodate multiple lanes of cars at one time. Kemp says the process is expected to take about 30 minutes from the time of the test to delivery of results. Patients must pre-register online for a test. Coronavirus could mean a historic use of absentee voting in Georgia this year. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has announced a new task force. It's aimed at stopping fraud that some fear could be made possible by voting through the mail.
Raffensperger said in a news conference the group will include law enforcement, elections experts, and district attorneys, and they'll be looking for people trying to exploit absentee balloting.
The task force will be responsible for upholding the integrity of the vote in Georgia. Whether at the ballot box or the mailbox, America is founded on the principle that every citizen gets one vote.
Practically speaking, the state says that'll mean investigating signature mismatches on ballots and people who register to vote at non-residential addresses, among other things. There's little evidence of election fraud in Georgia, and the Democratic Party of Georgia slammed the news as, quote, state-sponsored voter intimidation. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Golf's top players will now compete in the Masters tournament in November. The Masters was scheduled for this weekend, but the Augusta National Golf Club postponed it last month due to the coronavirus. The new dates for the Masters, November 12th through 15th. The Augusta National Women's Amateur will not take place this year. All competitors are invited to compete in 2021. And high school athletes are reacting to news that their spring seasons have been canceled due to the coronavirus. GPB's Hannah Gooden takes a deeper look at how the pandemic is impacting one baseball team.
Most players on Buford High School's baseball team have been swinging a bat since they were toddlers. Now, many are seniors, and for the very first time ever, spring baseball is canceled because of the coronavirus. The top-ranked Buford Wolves were 10-2 and poised for a championship season before things came to an end. Head coach Stuart Chester broke the news to the team.
Well, it was devastating, and I found out while we were at practice that Thursday. You know, of course, I couldn't let the kids know at that point in time. We told them the next day on that Friday.
For the seniors, it's more than just the camaraderie of the team and a potential championship. It's missing out on valuable playing time that could affect some getting recruited and earning scholarships.
Those bubble guys that are seniors, you know, it could affect them in a positive way, to where a college may take a chance, or a negative way. And, like, you know, we're going to go a different route.
You only get to be a high school senior once, and Coach Chester says the hardest part is not getting to honor them properly.
These seniors, you know, they'll hang the uniform up and won't be back. And once a Wolf, always a Wolf. But once you leave, it's never the same.
For now, Coach Chester is searching for ways to lift the spirits of his team. For GPB News, I'm Hannah Gooden in Smyrna.
And as the coronavirus crisis deepens, more Americans are seeking help from food banks. Hundreds of thousands of Georgians are suddenly out of a job. Schools on spring break aren't serving meals to kids. You can hear my conversation with Kyle Wade, the CEO of the Atlanta Community Food Bank. It's up now at our website, gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.